Hello, and thank you for listening to Why Pray. I am your host, Nisha, and on today's episode, we are learning and meditating on scriptures that can help us with overcoming anger in our daily life. And we will also be praying together at the end of the episode for deliverance from anger and just help from the Lord to know how to deal with anger in our daily lives so that we can know how to combat it when it comes up against us. So let's get started. First, we want to just take a moment to inhale. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And say, thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and inhale. Exhale. And say, thank you, Jesus. Let's just do one more for Jesus. Inhale. Exhale. And say, thank you, Jesus. So let's begin feeding our souls with the scripture. I want to focus the episode specifically more on the scripture. On the first episode that I did, which was on courage, I included some excerpts from Charles Spurgeon's book, but I decided for the further episodes I want to solely focus on just feeding us with scripture. And I will do some bonus episodes sharing excerpts from his book and some other books that I study from. But for the future episodes, such as this one and going forward, I will be only sharing just the scriptures and the history about them and focusing on us meditating on them. So let's get started. We're going to meditate on five different scriptures that will speak to the areas in our lives where we are controlled by anger, where we lose our self-control with anger. The first scripture that we will begin meditating on is Psalms 145:8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Do you feel like you can be quick-tempered at times? Do you find yourself judging others and their ways that are not like your own? Let's meditate on these words in our minds and hearts with sincerity. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. A lot of times we have coworkers, family members, even strangers that we encounter throughout our day, and we find ourselves being quick to say things that may be offensive or harmful. We sometimes find ourselves not so happy with others in the way that they're living their lives. And we forget. We forget that the Lord is gracious, that the Lord is full of compassion, that the Lord is slow to anger, the Lord is of great mercy. The history behind the scripture is that it is a song about how great the Lord is and how two of his greatest attributes are his glory and mercy. God allows people to live in spite of their deep sin, and that is such a huge sign of his mercy. Do you think you can be merciful today? Can we be merciful today? Can we just be a little bit slower to be angry today? Let's just take a time to inhale and exhale and meditate on the Word of God, remembering that the Lord is gracious. I can be gracious right now. The Lord is full of compassion. I can be full of compassion like my God. The Lord is slow to anger. I don't need to quickly be angry at what has offended me or hurt me. No, because my God is of great mercy. I can be merciful. Yes. Letting go of anger. Inhale. Exhale. And say thank you, Jesus. Now the second scripture is Nehemiah 9 and 17. The scripture says, they refused to listen and obey, and did not remember your wondrous acts which you had performed among them. So they stiffened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return them to slavery in Egypt. But you are a God of forgiveness, gracious and merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness, and you did not abandon them. Are you dealing with someone that has hurt you? Are you, or are we, having a hard time forgiving someone for their actions, because their actions did hurt us? Because their actions may have made us cry. Their actions may have cut us really deep on the inside. You and I need to, at this time, meditate on these words in our hearts and in our minds with sincerity. Remembering that God is of forgiveness. Even when others forget what we've done, who we've been, who He's been, He's still forgiving. Can we be forgiving? God is gracious and merciful and compassionate. Can we be that? Even to that one that hurt us right now, as God has. Can we not abandon them, even though they've abandoned us? The history behind this scripture is the author is Nehemiah, and he explains how the Israelites did not obey God's commandments. They were not mindful of His wonders and committed great blasphemies. God still sustained them, forgave them, and gave them steadfast love. If you could just inhale and exhale. And allow yourself to meditate on this scripture. That God is of forgiveness, gracious and merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and He did not abandon them. I will not abandon them. Though they've hurt me, I will not abandon them. For my God is not an abandonment type of God. My God has compassion. I can have compassion. I can be forgiving. I can be slow to my anger. Inhale. Exhale. And say, thank you, Jesus. The next scripture is James 1:19-20. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Does your mouth get you in trouble? Do we find ourselves offended by a person's comments or opinion? Let us meditate on these words in our minds and hearts with sincerity right now. Let us be slow to speak and quick to hear. Let us be slow to anger. For our anger does not produce the righteousness of God. Let us do away with anger right now. There's no need for angry words to even come out of our mouths. For we know this does not produce the righteousness of God. The author of the book James is James, and he writes a letter addressing issues and problems that would be common problems that impact Christians whenever and wherever. To be a doer of the word, we are not justified by our works, but good works are only necessary to demonstrate the faith we possess with sincerity. With this scripture, James confronts us as believers who use our tongues for lying, gossip, and tearing others down. James reminds us when our faith is tested, what we should do. We need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Inhale. Exhale. Let's say it one more time. Let everyone be quick to hear. Let's be slow to speak. Slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Inhale. Exhale. And say, thank you, Jesus. Our fourth scripture is Ecclesiastes 7:9. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger dwells in the heart of fools. Are we holding on to anger within right now? What is it? What made us feel angry today? What made us be so eager to allow the anger to feed into us? Let's meditate on these words in our minds and hearts with sincerity. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for the anger dwells in the heart of fools. Sometimes it feels so good to just spew out something nasty to someone who we think has hurt us, who we feel has hurt us. But in actuality, it's nothing but foolishness. It's not worth it. We shouldn't be eager to be angry, to hold on to the feelings of our anger against anyone. The author is Solomon, who speaks about how it is wise to not become angry quickly. When we think, why is this day worse than all my days before? These thoughts and feelings are not wise. He says in Scripture 7:15, consider the work of God, who can make straight what he has made crooked. Inhale. Exhale. Meditate on the scripture. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger dwells in the heart of fools. Inhale. Exhale. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger dwells in the heart of fools. The last scripture that we will meditate on is Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty soldier. And he who rules and controls his own spirit than he who captures a city. Do you feel like you have no control over your anger or how you will react? Do we feel like when anger comes over us that there's nothing we can do about it? When our reaction comes, it just comes and goes. When we need to take time to meditate on these words in our minds and hearts with sincerity. He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty soldier. And he who rules and controls his own spirit than he who captures a city. That's powerful. Sometimes we think it feels powerful to be angry, to be loud, to shout, to be vengeful. But the Word of God shows us that's true powerlessness. That's a lack of control. But we can gain control by understanding who we are and what we're doing when anger comes, knowing the wise words of the Word of God from Solomon, who shares again wisdom about how to be the wise, bigger person in any and all situations. He gives us a practical example on how to not feed into anger. Inhale. Exhale. And meditate on the scripture. He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty soldier, and he who rules and controls his own spirit than he who captures a city. Let's take a moment to just inhale. Exhale, knowing that we have control over anger, knowing that we can be slow to anger and be better, that we can be the mighty honorable soldier, that we can rule over our spirit. We will not be captured by anger. Inhale, exhale. He who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty, and he who rules and controls his own spirit than he who captures a city. Inhale. Exhale and say, thank you, Jesus. In closing, I will pray for us and just give honor to the Lord for all that He's doing in us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come before You in honor of who You are, God, and all that You're doing and working in our lives, in honor of how You have led us, Lord God, how You have led us to refreshment in the midst of our trials and tribulations. We thank You for the refreshment. We thank You for giving us prayer as we are on this earth, Lord God, waiting for Your kingdom to come, waiting for Your will be done, O God. We just thank You. We thank You for the peace. We thank You for the wisdom and the understanding that You're giving our spirit, that You're giving our mind, so that we may talk right, Lord, so we may walk right, Lord God, and that we may be peaceful people, peaceful believers and examples of You, Christ Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over each and every obstacle that we face, that it be for Your glory, O God, that each and every obstacle and test that we faced up against anger be for Your deliverance in the name of Jesus, that each and every time the enemy sends anger our way, or each and every time we conjure up anger on the inside of us, that You just use it for a moment of Your glory, Lord God. For a moment of Your testimony in us, to bring us even closer to You. We thank You, Lord God, for the deliverance. We thank You for Your blood, Jesus. We thank You for dying and resurrecting, showing us that Your blood is the price. Your blood is what is the cost for us, that we cannot earn anything, Lord God. It is Your grace that gives it all to us. And we thank You, Lord. We thank You. We thank You for the breath that we have in our bodies. We thank You for the food that You provide for us to eat, the water for us to drink, the shelter to protect us, each and every day. Thank You, O God. In the name of Jesus, we just love You, Lord. And we can never worship You enough, but we just worship You right now. We worship You right now. And thank You for peace. Thank You for peace in the midst of the fight with anger. Thank You for delivering us from anger, O God. Plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.